Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day. The one who knows about the X's knows.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man Yeezy. And go ahead and take out your textbook and take a deep, close your mouth. Because class is in session. Make America great again, damn it. Yeezy. Hey, they say what they want about Kanye. That son of a bitch is a jinx. Don't call him Kanye West no more. Call him Tax Free West. That's what you call him. Call him.
Call him Tax.
Call him,
no,
tax,
call him tax
West.
Exemption West.
Mm-hmm, Tax Exemption West.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 51 of Locker Room Talk Radio. Bring you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call, 858-777-8433. Make sure when you call into the show, let your voice be heard and press 1 on your mobile device and we will let you through. Got a lot to discuss, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things happened over the weekend, come sports related. Here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call it here at Locker Room Talk Radio, Damn. Or Damn, Gina. Yeah, all that good stuff. Yo, for those that don't know, and yeah, I got a chance to touch on this information over the weekend, though, but my New York Football Giants, they cut Janoris Jenkins, and at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you, 1,000% honest. I'm not upset, but I'm upset on how they handled it. And let me tell you why. I know it's a little bit of an old subject, but we didn't get a chance to touch on it on Thursday, so I want to touch on it quickly now before we get into the show. Janoris Jenkins got cut by the NFL Football Giants because he went at a thing on social media. And the fan pretty much was telling him basically how terrible he has been at our defense and how terrible he's been playing. Now, I can't disagree with the fan to a degree because he wasn't at, 100% the best, at his job, and he was getting burned on a lot of plays and things of that nature. He's absolutely correct. But what Janoris Jenkins did was he said, I did my job. I can only do my job. Dot, dot, dot. And then he called him a retard. Now, the organization didn't like this too much because now, all of a sudden, the word now, retard, is now the R word, just like the N word. I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest with you. The N-word has never been a professional word. It's never been a word where it was professional and it was a professional term. Let me put it like that. Retarded was a professional term. That's what they called people who were slow.
It still is.
Mentally retarded. You understand
mental
what I'm
retardation.
Saying? A mental retardation. Exactly. So, no, it's not the same. That's number one. Number two, my thing is, at the end of the day, okay, they want to apologize for it, and he did so. He did it. Even if, I don't care if he meant it or not. He apologized. He did what you asked him for. And he thought about it, and he said, you know what, man, I shouldn't have called him any names, blah, 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 and I apologize. But the problem is that the coach, I don't know who else in the organization, but the coach decided to tell him that you need to understand what you did was wrong. And he said in his heart, Janosik said, yo, I don't think me calling him that was wrong. And because he stood his ground, they cut him. Now, this is my issue. This is my issue. I don't care how bad he's been playing or whatever the case may be. As a grown-ass man, you know what? You tell another grown-ass man, yo, this ain't happening. It ain't working no more. You understand what I mean? If you didn't want him anymore, just cut the man and be upfront and honest. You use this retarded damn comment. You found any excuse that you wanted to use just to get rid of him, to justify getting rid of him. Knowing that Sharma, your ass is about one step out the damn door. You should have been going to Norris Jenkins. Now, with that being said, just be mad enough to say, look, man, I don't think that you're cut for this team anymore. You can't do what we ask of you to do. They're just upset because they had to pay this dude another year and another $11.5 million for next season, and they didn't want to do that. So they use this as an excuse to get rid of him. That's the only thing I got a problem with. Don't hide behind shit that you know has nothing to do with the other. Be upfront and honest. Be transparent. That's my only problem with that, man. But you know what? You know what's the crazy thing about it? You did that, and guess what the New Orleans Saints did? They picked up Janoris Jenkins today. I knew he wasn't going to be long without a job.
You know why?
I knew he wasn't going to be long without a job.
You know why? Picked up Janoris Jenkins?
Come on, son.
I don't think this had anything to do with the $11 million or the retarded statement. That's not the part of the statement that the coach in New York got pissed about. The part of the statement he got pissed about was, I can only do my job. And see,
right.
We as fans watching, we don't know what fucking defense they called on that sideline.
Mm.
We have no damn it clue.
Right.
But if you ask Janoris Jenkins to do one thing and he does that and a receiver catches the pass, your job as a coach is to put your players in the best possible position to win games. And I think everybody knows from looking at Janoris Jenkins' career thus far that him just getting cooked like that is not a normality.
No, I get that. I get that. But,
at all.
I mean, That's not a normal thing. Right. But I will say this. Let me interrupt you just real quick. What I'm saying is that there have been plays. That's why I said he ain't been the greatest, but he's not the worst. There's been some plays that you would see him not give 100%. There would be some plays, you know, at the end of the day, position is one thing. Wrapping around the receiver is another. And there were times where he wouldn't even wrap the hell up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So just
I mean,
so
that's every corner. That's every corner in the league.
I got that.
Every defensive
player
in the league, hands down, period. Like, they all do that. None of them make perfect form tackles on every play.
Okay, but you know what? The difference is, though, that every corner in the league that does that, you can do that on a winning team. When you're on a losing team, people don't look at it like that. They look at it, okay, well, you know.
No, I do look at it like that. I look at it like this. If I'm getting my ass kicked every Sunday, what I'm not going to do is give you 110%.
Okay. What I'm saying is, as the fans, not the player, the fans is looking at you like, really? That's what you do. And you're right. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you say you're losing, you're like, you know what, I'm not giving 100%. The fans don't look at it that way. They can care less how you feel. You're losing, and you ain't putting no effort. That's the bottom line. That's what all I'm saying.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
But what I was saying was that they don't – I don't think that the retarded word isn't what got him in trouble. It was the notion that I can only do my job. It's the notion that basically they've been – I think Janoris Jenkins low-key – that's kind of like him saying that people have been asking him to do more than one damn thing that is involved in his position other than what the fuck he should be doing. That's on the coaches. That's on the coaches. What's the safety's name that lines up behind Janoris Jenkins?
The safety's name that behind Janoris Jenkins, that would be Jabril Peppers before he got hurt. Yes.
Who is it now?
Julian Love.
Who the fuck is he? So those just hear me out. So those plays,
okay.
Those plays when you're supposed to have over the top help with a fucking safety. What's the safety's name again?
Julian Love.
Okay, all right. That nobody fucking knows. That's the safety.
Well, it's Julian Love and Antoine Pathé. That's who the
Antoine Pathé on the other damn side. I'm talking about behind Janoris Jenkins.
I got you.
It's nobody. It's a fucking nobody back there. You don't know who he is. He hasn't done shit. Clearly, Janoris Jenkins isn't able to play underneath coverage. He doesn't really have the ability to jump any damn route. So how in the fuck?
Right.
You call man coverage and safety get over the top helping the cover too. What the fuck is safety?
Yeah,
cornerback
like
gonna cover two covers. They're gonna play underneath that receiver because they know they got over the top help with the safety. But if the safety late getting over there, yeah, it's gonna look like to us looking, it's gonna be like, well, you got burnt, but the safety valve is literally the safety. Where the fuck is your over the top help?
Yeah, I got that. But my thing is at the end of the day, like I said, and the crazy part about it is that he also says he tweeted Janoris Jenkins said, you know, today is one of the best days of my life. Like, basically, like, thank you for letting
thank
me go.
Thank you for getting me the fuck out of New York.
Yep, that's
coaches.
Exactly.
They don't know what the fuck they do.
And that's why I said at the beginning of the statement, I said I'm not mad. That's exactly why I said that. I said I am not upset. I'm not mad. The only reason why I'm mad is because of the way they handled it. Because at the end of the day,
I just think that it was. Because his statement kind of implied that he was being asked to do more than what the fuck his position entails that he's supposed to do.
I got you.
You know you got a safety behind him that ain't worth a fuck.
Right. No, what I'm saying, this is what I'm saying.
So you make Janoris Jenkins the fall guy.
Okay, no, but this is my thing, and this is why I said before. You said that, you know what, it has nothing, you said, because he said that I can only do my job. I'm not saying that that's not the case. It may be all three of those things. It may be all three of them. But the thing is that at the end of the day.
Or a combination of a lack of a pass rush, inability to stop the run. It could be a whole bunch of shit.
My thing is this. At the end of the day, if you wanted to do that, you could do that. What I'm saying is, as the organization is concerned, as they're concerned,
yeah,
I'm not mad at the Janoris Jenkins. I'm not mad at him at all. As them, I don't like when you use one topic to cover up the real deal for something else. And when they said, and this is why I looked at it, I don't know exactly on the top of my head, but the words verbatim, but the coach was stating that he did not acknowledge the fact of what he said was wrong. Yes, he said, I'm sorry. He apologized. You asked him to do that, and that's what he did.
Does the coach have a retarded kid or something?
I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know. No. I don't know.
Okay. Look, you know what? Look, we got to stop this shit with everybody being so easily offended by everybody.
Man, come on, man. What? Come on.
We really got to stop it. Now, I know last week I had this big fat broad that was built like Dan Deerdorf. That I don't know from a fucking can of paint. Come on my Facebook page because I made a joke about fat people. And you built like a vending machine. That is between you and the God that you serve.
But you slur.
Come on my Facebook page, which is self-esteem, though, bitch. It's called self-esteem.
Oh, man.
Now,
man,
we gotta stop being so easily offended. Like, when you got dressed that morning, you didn't know you was a fat bastard. Don't get mad at me for making the joke. Be mad at yourself for being that way.
Oh, man. Oh, that's
always
funny.
Looking for a damn fall guy. I'll be the fall guy. I'll burn your ass up out here. Fat bastard.
Well,
get out the Haagen-Dazs line. It's my metabolism. Ain't your metabolism.
Shout out to my man Martin Lawrence. He said, this is my metabolism.
No more cold cuts.
Oh, man. Well, let me just go ahead, man, and go over these scores, man, from yesterday's games, man, if I can get them up, because I had them up. And, well, I don't know what the hell's going on with this, but while they are coming up, let's talk about this right now that just came across not too long ago. Josh Gordon again, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Gordon again banned indefinitely by the NFL for PEDs, substance abuse. Look, man,
PEDs or was it substance abuse?
Okay, I'm going to read it here, courtesy of ESPN.com. The Seahawks wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's policies on performance-enhancing substances and substance abuse. So it was both.
Oh, so you were taking steroids and then smoking weed?
I don't know what the hell you're
saying. Okay, I don't even want to talk about that shit.
The league the league announced a suspension on Monday, one day after Gordon appeared in his fifth game with this season with the Seahawks. This marks Gordon's sixth suspension since 2013 and the fifth for some form of substance abuse. Gordon, 28, missed the entire 2015 and 2016 season as a member of the Cleveland Browns and was also suspended last December for violating the terms of his reinstatement, missing the final three games of the season with the Patriots. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I know, Professor, you're not going to want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it. That's fine, but I got to say this. Just like I'm always quick to defend, I'm going to have to be quick to also put out there, if you're wrong, you're damn wrong. I care less how you feel. Josh Gordon don't need to be back in the NFL. I'm sorry. He can't. We sit here on this show, and we're going to keep it 1,000. We're going to keep it 1,000. We sit here on the show, and we defend a lot of brothers on the show. And what I mean by the term brothers, I'm talking about African-Americans. I know I got all brothers. I got white brothers. I got Chinese brothers. But these brothers, we defend them. Most of the time, rightfully so. And we always say, you know, because there's circumstances that we go through that other people just don't. Just that alone. So we do. But in Josh Gordon's case, there's only so many times, man, that I can defend somebody and get kicked in the ass. I can't. I can't do it. But when you turn off and you cut somebody off, the first thing people want to say is, oh, man, you're just going to leave him like this high, why he needs help, he's high, blah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You know why? Because guess what? My tolerance for pain and for embarrassment, and I'm not even embarrassed. I'm just saying, you know, as a euphemism, I can't keep saying that, oh, well, he needs help, he needs this, and he needs that. That he does. That he does. But at the end of the day, I can't be the one to defend this dude no more, man. I can't.
You know what? I'm going to help you out, Gary.
Before you help me out, and just one more thing that I want to say. So for those out there who are listening right now, and I am black and it's all outdoors. I ain't dark like that, but I'm blacker than black. For those out there who are listening right now that think that I'm a sellout or whatever just because I won't defend this dude, don't sit here and say, well, if it was anybody else, okay, the league gave him six chances. That's a lot of chances. Six. This is the sixth time he's been suspended, and then let him back in. So I don't want to hear, oh, man, if it was anybody else. You can't use that one. Go ahead, Professor. Help me out.
Hey, look here. Just to sum this thing up for y'all, I don't know how many folks out there in the world go to church. I imagine not too many of y'all anymore from the way social media has been looking lately. Bunch of damn heathens. But in church, in the Christian religion, there is a thing called having a reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
That means that after you've committed a sin and asked God to forgive you, you know, everything they tell you in church, if you ask God for forgiveness, he will forgive you. Yes, that is true.
Mm.
To a fucking degree.
Mm.
Because there is a thing that pastors ain't telling y'all assholes about called a reprobate mind, where God will wash his hands and turn his back on you and leave you to your own devices. Even God has a limit to how many times he will forgive your stupidity. I'll be damned if you're going to look at me as if I'm unjustified and not forgiven the dumb shit. Fuck
Come
off.
On, Adam.
Next subject matter, please.
Come on. Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that, Professor. I appreciate that intervention, which is what was it called again? That you said that
a reprobate mind.
Reprobate mind. I appreciate
reprobate
that, my
mind. You cannot keep doing the same shit over and over and over. For some of you other fool ass bastards out there, to keep wondering why you keep ending up with your ex. Hey, look here. Sometimes God brings an ex back into your life just to see if you still fucking stupid. Stop it. They haven't changed. They just became more desperate. Just leave their ass alone and move on.
And move forward.
I'm trying to help you. Trying to help you. This is going to be on the test at the end of the semester. It's going to be on the exam.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to get you some extra credit here. Now, that's gonna be the answer to the extra credit question at the end of the exam at the end of the semester. Don't you fuck that question up. I'm trying to tell you what I know.
Man, at the end of the day, man, like I said, I hope the brother gets help. But you know, from this point forward,
he don't want help. How many weed heads do we know, Gary, that ain't in the damn NFL and got a regular damn job? He ain't no different than them motherfuckers. He don't want no help. He wants to keep smoking weed. So go ask all of the weed heads that we know, would they sacrifice millions upon millions of motherfucking dollars for the ability to continue to smoke weed? Let's see how stupid all of the weed heads are that we know. Don't tell me that weed don't burn up brain cells, because you got to be a dumb motherfucker to sacrifice millions of dollars for some damn weed. You did too burn up some brain cells. You dumb some bitch.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, 858-777-8433 is the number to call. Locker Room Talk Radio. I want to give a shout out once again to our brother Q Drakeford. I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying, if he's able to get on the show or not, although, but we just want to give a shout out to him anyway. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just wanted to go ahead and do that. Man, let me go ahead and go according to these and recap these scores from yesterday's games.
Please do.
The Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night beat the New York Jets 42-21.
Yeah, of course they did. Next.
Okay. Yo.
You know what I'm waiting for. Next.
I already know what you're waiting for, man, but you're going to have to wait, damn it, okay? Just hold
it. Try to hold it to the last
game. You're going to get your chance to go ahead and get on your rant. You just hold on, damn it. The Patriots beat the Bengals 34-13. The Buccaneers beat the Lions 38-17. The Packers beat the Bears 21-13. The Texans beat the Titans 24-21. The Chiefs beat the Broncos 23-3. The Miami Football Giants beat the Dolphins 36-20. The Eagles beat the Redskins 37-27, which was a real close one. Well, closer than what it appeared. The Seahawks beat the Panthers 30-24. The Jags beat the Raiders, which was surprising, 20-16. And the Cardinals, this was a real big surprise. The Cardinals beat the Browns 38-24. Vikings beat the Chargers 39-10. The Cowboys beat the Rams. 44-21. The Falcons beat the 49ers, which was surprising, 29-22. And the Buffalo Bills beat
as
the
predicted.
Steelers.
As predicted.
Okay. Well, okay. Before we get into Professor's rant, and I got a call on the line right now, and I'm pretty sure I know who it is. I bet you do know who it is. But before I let
I
you on,
I don't give
the,
a fuck. You can't argue with an L. You can't argue with an L. Shit.
Wait a minute. So before I get into this back and forth with this person and the professor, because I know who this person is.
There ain't gonna be no back and forth.
Yes, it is going to be a back and forth. I can care less how much wrong he think he is, or you think you are, or whoever. It's going to be a back and forth.
He can talk all he want to. I'm not going to change that L into a double.
But let me say my piece on my game just for 1 minute. I promise it's just a minute. Eli Manning yesterday played a good game, even though he had two picks. Played a good game yesterday, and I believe, and for those out there who are Giants fans, I think we've seen the last of our number 10 for the rest of the season and for his career. Now, I don't know, maybe not his career. I do believe that this is the first time you're going to see him in a Giants uniform. And the reason why is because, I'm going to tell you like this. Somebody has spoken to me saying that, you know, I had a little birdie told him saying, you know, I don't know, man. I think I might be done. And at the end of the day, I don't blame him because my thing is this. No, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Giants are world beaters and we would have ran through the playoffs or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to say this just like I said this to every other Giants fan who disagreed with me. Eli Manning was never really our biggest problem of why that we are 3-13. I mean, 3-11 right now. He's not the reason why. And we lost 8 straight with Danny Dimes. 8. So at the end of the day, it just goes to show you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of other things, and I don't have all the time in the world to get into it. But I do want to give my man Eli Manning out. I hope he starts next week, but I don't think he will. He should start the rest of the season and just let him go out the way he wants to. He's earned that. 16 seasons, he's earned that. Let him do what he wants to do now.
He might not want to play next week. Maybe he wants to.
If he doesn't want to, then that's fine. But if he wants to.
I wouldn't want to play behind that offensive line if I knew my career ain't over and risk getting hurt in the last two games of the season.
Right. But personally, myself, I don't believe that he's done completely. I just think he's done with us. And I'm not mad at him. So I just wanted to put that out there. And now I'm going to get this caller. Come on the air, because I know who it is. Caller from 646 area code. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Come on, man. Brooklyn in the building. You know what it is.
Hey, there he is.
Brooklyn in the building. You know what it
Brooklyn
is.
Brooklyn in the house. What's up, Big Bryce? What's going on, man?
Man, listen. Doing well, man. Getting ready for the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Merry Christmas.
So now I'm gonna go ahead and I'm sitting here unbothered. Man, look, man, I already know it's gonna go down. But before I get to you, Bryce, Professor been sitting there holding on like a damn wild pit bull.
You know what, G? It's really not G. It's not gonna go down, and you'll see why. But it's actually not gonna go down.
Okay.
But you'll see why.
Go ahead, tell me. All right, Professor, you got the floor, man. Why is this game so important to you to commentate, and why are you so happy that Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Don't try to control the narrative.
I ain't controlling nothing. You don't want you to be able to Merry Christmas.
Okay. May I speak, please? I have the floor. Reclaiming my time. Last week, I said Pittsburgh is probably going to lose 2 of their last 3 games.
Okay.
1 game down, 2 games to go. This is not about pandemonium. This is just flat out about the fact that they're not better than Buffalo. As it stands right now, they're not better than Buffalo. I don't give a shit that Juju didn't play. He hasn't done squat all fucking year. He is not the savior of the receiving core in Pittsburgh like blue and gold fans thought that he was.
Okay.
You know, Mason Rudolph sat his ass down. Now we know why, because he's an interception machine. Quarterback that you got in there missed a wide open Washington late in the fourth quarter, which could have changed completely the complexion of that game. But he decided to throw the ball in a double fucking coverage late into double coverage. And, you know, that was what it was. They're going to beat the Jets. The Steelers are going to beat the Jets because the Steelers are not going to get knocked out of the playoff race without some drama. There's got to be some fucking drama. So they're going to beat the Jets, and they're going to go into that last game of the season having to beat the Baltimore fucking Ravens, which Ray Charles can see that that's probably not going to fucking happen.
Okay.
I think Buffalo could have done a lot better in that game than what they did offensively. I don't know when teams are going to figure out if you want to beat the pass rush of Pittsburgh, you need to send your running back on a chip block to T.J. Watt's side of the ball because T.J. Watt doesn't cover in space. Fast as he is, motherfucker don't cover in space very well. Send the running back out there in the flat.
He can't rush the quarterback, though. He can rush the quarterback.
I'm not taking that from him.
Right.
He can rush the quarterback. He's weak against the run, and he can't cover in space.
I got you.
So, I mean, send a running back on the outlet to the flat, right to the side of the field that T.J. Watt comes from, and you're going to force him to slow that pass rush the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to force him to slow down. And he cannot afford to slow down against Lamar Jackson. That is provided that Lamar Jackson But even without
That's
Lamar Jackson, but
Go
even
ahead.
Without Lamar Jackson, do you really think if they take Lamar Jackson out, that Pittsburgh's still gonna go in there and just beat Baltimore? Doubtful.
Okay.
I doubt. I seriously fucking doubt. Pittsburgh has not been the best in the world this season at stopping the run. They've been good. I've seen them be better at stopping the run.
Got you.
Baltimore's ground game, that's something different. That's something a little bit different.
That's a whole lot different. You're right about
you're
that.
You're going to have to.
You're going to
have
that's
to
a whole lot different.
The, that front seven, them motherfuckers is going to have to fill them damn lanes. I don't know why. Pittsburgh's defense used to be a plug-and-play defense when Dick LeBeau was there. Remember a couple of years ago when I said to you, we're going to see how that defense changes.
Once Dick LeBeau leaves.
Gone.
Yeah, you said that. I remember that.
And it is absolutely fucking happening. It's absolutely happening. They don't fill those gaps the way that they did under Dick LeBeau's system. I don't know what the fuck the differences are in the way that Dick LeBeau coached that defense versus the way that defense is being coached now.
Mm-hmm.
But no. That right, so far this season, Minka Fitzpatrick is the best goddamn thing that has happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the best thing that happened to them. That and maybe the fact that Big Ben went out when he did. Now, what I don't understand is why Mike Tomlin would break his neck trying to play for a fucking playoff spot, when in reality, you might want to go ahead and try to get a high draft pick, buddy. And sit your ass down. And stay at home. If you don't make the playoffs, you have the excuse of saying, well, you know, I was without my starting quarterback. You can do all of that. But you're going to coach your way into an individual accolade and out of a top draft pick. That's what you just did.
Unless they trade up.
I don't understand it. Unless they trade up, which Pittsburgh never fucking does.
They
never
do.
The last time I saw Pittsburgh trade up in a draft, they took Lawrence fucking Timmons. They took Lawrence Timmons, when I really honestly thought that they would have taken Lamar Woodley first. I thought that's what they were going to do since Joey Porter was no longer around. I thought they were going to take Woodley first. They didn't do that.
Well, let me say this, Professor, and then I'm going to get to my man Bryce. You know, at the end of the day, what's the guy's name, man? Delvin, your quarterback.
Nobody knows. It doesn't matter because you're not going to see him next year.
No. Actually, I think you will see him next year. I think you will.
No,
it's because
Big Ben?
No, I'm behind Big Ben. Because I think Mason Rudolph
is gone. That's what I mean. We ain't going to see his ass on the field.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't give a fuck about being able to see him on the sideline.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like I said, you know.
Yeah,
we can see
Big Ben on the sideline. It's ineffective on the field.
Okay, but he made some bad plays, but he made some great ones, too, last night. I think he played a lot better than Mason Rudolph. I think he's better than Mason Rudolph. Now, at the end of the day, my thing is this. yes, you're right. You know what I mean? If they get to the playoffs, I don't think they're going to go as far. You know what I'm saying? It's a playoff. But just like anything else, you know, a lot of people talk about.
If they make the playoffs, they're going to lose in round one.
Okay, and that's cool. But hold on. Let me finish this. What I'm saying is this. A lot of people are asking for Mike Tomlin's job, which I don't understand why. I don't understand why. You can love him. You can hate him. You can act like he can't do this and do that. But one thing that he's not is a losing coach. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. So my thing is when you said, well, I don't know why he's breaking his neck to get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the reason why, which is still bullshit.
I get that. But, I understood that whole argument. But my thing I don't think Mike Tomlin should be fired.
Absolutely not.
But I'm not ready to sing the holy praises of Mike Tomlin coming back from the pearly gates of heaven to rule and exercise judgment on the earth like he's the next Jesus in terms of coaching, because that's not who the fuck he is. If you look at the team, I'm being dead serious. No hate against the Steelers at all, but to be perfectly fucking honest, you really haven't really beat anybody this year that's even a fucking contender. So please, again, for the second week in a row, miss me with the bullshit. Now, I like Mike Tomlin. Hometown all damn day. Bad news in the house, baby. God damn. But look here. Let's not get ready to kiss this son of a bitch's ass. Let's not get ready to kiss his ass.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
It's the fucking truth. All day. Go look at the fucking record. Okay. Give a fuck. Can't erase that L. Can't erase it.
Okay.
That's one out of three. You're going to win this week, and you're going to lose last week.
He's just going to keep going. Okay.
It is what it is. Right.
Let me get to Bryce. Bryce, you got the floor, man. What did you think about your game yesterday?
The reason why I said it's not going to go down is because I've been very clear on this. I just don't put a lot of stock on people who talk about my team when they have no team. It's just irrelevant to me. So I just don't even pay it no much mind. But having said that, T.J. Watt, you know, it's funny. Pittsburgh has had two games where the quarterback has killed them, G. And that's Cleveland, and that's this game. And in both games, they still could have got those games home. But they didn't because the quarterback just killed them. And I don't like, and I brought this up before, G, I don't think sometimes our play callers are consistent. You got Keith Butler last night. The defense held him to 17 points, but doing a lot of spot dropping on third and long. I didn't like that. I want this defense to continue to be aggressive. And then just Randy Feigner, I think he has no continuity. But one of the reasons why he has no continuity is the same reason why you got to give it up to this team. The fact that this team is even 8-6 in the sixth season is why Mike Tomlin is being considered for Coach of the Year. You take any G, your team got down to their rookie quarterback and is working with backups and all that, and look at that team. It's a disaster. Most teams outside of the Steelers, Patriots, and Ravens, because they know how to build teams, and that's why the Cowboys suck, because Jerry is good at building 1-22, but he sucks at building 22-54. He doesn't know how to build a team. So the fact that this team is even competing, Steelers fans, the ones that's really in the know, we know what it is. This team has no business being 8-6. But the fact that they are shows you how great of a coach Mike Tomlin is. So the fact that they're there, let's just start with that. In terms of this defense, T.J. Watt, there's a reason why he's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. We talked about for that because he actually does it all. He can catch. He can move in space. He's great against the run. He can rush the passer. Bud Dupree is the one that has come alive, and we didn't even think he would have. They franchise tagged him, paid him $9 million. This would be his last year because he was always good against the run, but he just never came around in terms of rushing the passer. He's rushing the passer now.
Okay.
This defense right now is a top three defense. So any team that sees the Steelers, if they make the playoffs, in the playoffs, in the NFL, you don't want to see a top three defense that can take the football away the way Pittsburgh can. I'm not even saying they're going to win a playoff game, but they're not going to be easy out. And I know that because when their quarterback has killed them, they still had games they should have won because the defense is that elite. So, you know, they're sitting here 8-6. I would have loved for them to beat Buffalo, get that game home, which they had a chance to, and so up to 5 seed. But if they can beat the Jets next week, Baltimore, who knows? They're handling their business. You know, they may start backups. But even if they don't, you know, let's also remember that even when Cleveland beat Baltimore because they got on top of them and their defense and Baltimore's defense gave it up, the team all around that played the Ravens the best and bottled up Lamar Jackson once again was the Pittsburgh Steelers. We did the best job against them this year.
Okay.
So if you look at the defense, if you look at that, if we can get the quarterback to just be efficient, not kill us, and get the play calling the way it is, we got James Conner back. I do think, you know, Juju's been banged up. And, you know, it's tough for sledding when you don't have Antonio Brown and all that. But most Steelers fans understood that. They knew this receiving core would not be as dynamic because you lose talented guys like that, it ain't going to be the same.
Right.
But if they can get these guys back, have a semblance of offense, and not kill the team, you know, I'll take our chances. So we'll see.
Right. Let me say this before I get back to professional. And my thing is this. And even if they do beat the Jets, now, to be honest with you, I don't think they
will. Which I think they will. I think they'll beat the Jets.
Right, but I don't think they'll beat the Ravens. Now, they could beat the Ravens, and this is what Professor was saying earlier. If they pick Lamar Jackson out and they put RG3 in, they have a chance. I don't believe in RG3 right now. But that's not kind of not fair to say because we haven't seen how he played recently. But I don't believe in him at the moment. So I think that they could have an opportunity to beat them if RG3 is in the game. Or they pull out, you know what I'm saying, main people because they want to keep them fresh for the playoffs. Like I said, hell, Lingo do it all the time. They do it all the time. So, at the end of the day, the thing about it, and I agree with you 100% on this, they should not even be 8-6.
Not at all.
I don't care.
Not at all. They put out their team with these practice squad dudes and these undrafted dudes. Stop it.
Right. So even with the bad, talented teams that they played, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, well, they haven't played nobody, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But guess what? Even against those teams, they shouldn't even have won. But they did.
I don't want to hear that. That excuse means nothing to me, G, because they're dealing with a lot of injuries. So
I'm not a Steeler fan. But what I'm saying is that you cannot be 8-6. Now, I mean, just for them to even be that alone, I can even see them being right now like what 5-10. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Somewhere around there, maybe 4-11. But 8-6, there ain't no way. But that's why when I was telling Professor, I said, Professor, okay, I get it. You don't think that they're that good or whatever the case may be. Whatever it is, I got it. But at the end of the day, if they keep winning games, and even they're not supposed to win, and they still doing it, that still says something. I'm not saying that it's the end all be all, but goddamn, we can't ignore that fact either. 8-6.
Let me say this. And even if the Ravens end up having to, I don't think they will. Even if they end up having to play everybody, I'll take my defense into anywhere, and I like our chances. I'm not saying we're gonna win, but I like our chances because we played them before. When Mason got hurt and Duck had to come in off no reps, 23-20. If Juju doesn't fumble in overtime, that's a win. So we wasn't scared to play Lamar Jackson because we got the defense with the 3-4 edge rushers. We can stay in that. We can cause problems. How many sacks? 5 sacks against him, picked him off twice. Lamar is dynamic as he is. I need to see him down 14-0 and orchestrate comebacks from the pocket. I haven't seen that yet. So if there's a way Pittsburgh can get a lead, let him play behind against our defense. I don't care about these other teams. 49ers, I don't care. I know what my eyes saw when we played them, and we did the best at bottling him up.
But I'll take my chances with this defense anyway.
That's
the number one question, though, Big Bryce. You know what I'm saying? Can they get a lead? And that's why I don't know this.
I don't know, dog, because they got a defense. They don't have their front seven is not as talented as it has been. It's good. Where the Ravens are smart, this is what I'm talking about, G, team building. They went out and traded for Marcus Peters. So now they got Peters, Earl Thomas, Humphreys, and Jimmy Smith. That's the most talented secondary. That's what's going to win them. That's what could win them a Super Bowl. Forget Lamar Jackson. People get enamored with Lamar Jackson. What's going to win them a Super Bowl is you can't make them play out of their personality, G, because you can't get a lead. Because that's the most talented secondary in the NFL. That's the problem. You can't never get away from them. And John Harbaugh knew that. That's why he saw them at 2-2 and was like, we can't let them get lead.
I got to halfway disagree with you as far as forgetting Lamar Jackson. I'm not going to do that. There's no way you could forget Lamar Jackson.
No. I'm not saying that, G, to say forget him because he's dynamic. Okay. But I think ultimately, when your defense has to step up in the playoffs, that secondary is so difficult to make plays on that it always keeps them in the range where they can use Lamar Jackson and let him be dynamic. You can't make him one-dimensional when you can't get a lead because they got the secondary that keeps you from doing that.
Gotcha.
Team building. If Jerry Jones had the Steelers team right now, he'd be 1-15. because if he had these problems, he'd be done. That team would maybe be 0-16, dog. So that's team building is important in the NFL. It's a coach's league. You got to have people that know how to do that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, like I said, we're going to definitely see. It's going to be real interesting, like I said, because this AFC picture, the NFC, we pretty much know who's going to be. Well, not to say that we don't know, but this AFC picture is very, very interesting because it could go either which way because there's a lot of people who's fighting. The Steelers are fighting. Indy's fighting. The Texans are they're holding on to the number one spot in the AFC South. Who else is on it? Tennessee is fighting. You know what I mean? So that's going to be the conference to me that's going to be the most interesting to see how it pans out. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Professor, is Cleveland, are they still in the hunt? Even when yesterday's win?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I thought they were. I didn't know if they were still in the hunt or not.
But I will tell you this.
Okay.
Baltimore in week 5 is a whole hell of a lot different in Baltimore today.
I agree with that.
I don't readily give a shit how close that game was in week 5.
Okay.
If that roster plays in its entirety, I don't give a shit what the statistics say about Pittsburgh's defense. I don't see them being able to lay a fucking glove on Baltimore that way up here. I don't. Baltimore.
I just thought about a specific person.
The team. They're not going to come even close to beating.
Okay.
I know Bryce says he likes their chances, and I understand why he's saying that. He made his explanation very clear. But I'm telling you, if you don't remember when in the early part of the season, this is the same Baltimore team that got their ass handed to them by the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. You think Cleveland can beat these motherfuckers today? Shit. Bullshit.
Because the game, but that's the thing, G. Because the game wasn't like that when Pittsburgh played them is why I'm confident. It wasn't some outlier. It was in the realm of how Baltimore and Pittsburgh normally play. So you got this otherworldly dynamic quarterback, and we still with this defense who just got Minka. One game in. Now, just like Lamar Jackson is at the end of the thing balling, our defense is balling in a way that it wasn't even balling then.
Because it wasn't some outlier, I'm willing to take my chances that our defense is going to come in and show out.
Gotcha.
I get it. You have to believe that you're a Steelers fan. I understand your concept.
This is why when people have no teams, again, I don't put any relevance in what they say. They leave the logic. It doesn't matter.
Statement right now, because what you're basically saying is that unless you can tell me who your favorite team is, nothing you say makes sense. And I'm telling you right now, y'all going to get y'all ass kicked by Baltimore. And you're going to go the fuck home and have some fried chicken and beer on the couch with the rest of the team that didn't make the fucking playoffs. Now,
Again, G, it's easy to sit back. And talk, when you have no squad, and you just think you're offering some smart analysis, but you're not.
This is what I say.
Hit you with the facts.
All the
So you know what it is.
The fact is that I predicted you was going.
The fact is you have no team, so you're putting it on this as irrelevant.
That has no weight, no bearing on this conversation.
It does.
I know. Of course it does. Yeezy, make America great again. Let's go. All right,
GZ. I'm stupid, man.
You know you love your conspiracy theories like you're spinning right now.
Look, you know, it's only because I'm a Steelers fan.
That's something a non-Steelers fan would just throw out there for kicks and giggles.
No. It's not about you being a Steelers fan. I remember a conversation we had on this show where we were talking about pass rushes, and we asked if you had ever played defensive line, and you said, yes, I played tight end. That's what makes me not listen to shit.
No, that's not what I said. There you go again with your conspiracy theories. You share a narrative. That's not what I said. Get right. You're going to quote it. Quote it right.
What did I say? I can't talk to both of y'all. Going to talk at the same time. Bryce, you was asked as far as the end. You did say that you played tight end. You did say that. And that's why.
Why did I say that, though, G? Again. The conspiracy theories love to just throw that out there without the context of what I said. I said, I play tight end. I am very familiar with line play because I went up against defensive ends all the time.
Again, that's exactly what I said.
Now, let's get it right now. So let's get it right on what I said.
I'm going to get it right. Because you like specifics, right? The specific question was, had you ever
did I play defensive line? I said no.
And you said,
I played tight end.
That is what the fuck we asked you, Bryce.
What was the context of why you asked me that?
Because non-football knowledgeable ass.
What was the context of why that was asked?
We were talking about pass rushes.
Right, so what was the context of why we was asked that? Because you were trying to say that I didn't know because I didn't play defensive end. And I'm telling you, I played tight end and played against many defensive ends. So let's
not
throw out the conversation because you want to make some point that don't make no sense.
It does make sense. Your answer didn't make sense. Jock Nuts, that's not what a tight end is. A tight end and a DN are not the same person.
I understand that, but a tight end playing on the offensive line, job is to know about defensive line play.
He's a sports genius that doesn't know what a tight end is.
Let me get in. What we were saying was, at the end of the day, because we was talking about the Mason Rudolph and Myles Garrett incident. So when we were talking about Myles Garrett, hitting Mason
I know what you were saying, G. You're being redundant. I know what the point was.
That's why I responded. You're saying you don't know because you didn't play defensive end, which has nothing to do with what we were talking about. And I said I played tight end, and I was very familiar with defensive line play.
I know how defensive ends play.
Wait a minute. I was still talking. Regardless if I'm redundant or not, I want to finish my statement. What I would say, what he would say was, in the mind of a defensive end, you can play against the end the way you want. He said, in the mind of a defensive end, there's certain things that they do. Now, because you play for this, I'm not saying that you don't know what defensive end wants to do.
The reason why
he was asking the question was because if you play the actual position, it's a different mind point of what you know of the action that you were doing, not because you
know that. That's why I asked you if you had played, and you said no. So this point is null and void. That's what I'm trying to make points about the situation.
Professor, you played defensive end in college? No, I said no. I don't play defensive end in college.
Right. Professor, did you play defensive end in college?
I played wide receiver.
No, did you?
I didn't play defensive end.
Professor, did you play defensive end in college?
I said no. Did you? Now the point of me bringing that up.
Oh Lord!
So then, if no one played it,
why is this a valid point of getting in the mindset of Myles Garrett?
No. You know what? You are definitely a New Yorker because y'all love to jump to the defensive end. Stop being so defensive and get Mike Burns. You're not making a point. I'm all over the place. If you can't keep up, don't tell me I'm all over the place. Maybe you need to listen a little faster. I'm right on point.
What are you then trying to say about this again? What is the point here?
The point is the same reason that you're telling me that you not knowing the difference between tight end and defensive end has no relevance. is the same way that me not having a team has no fucking.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because one of us played college football. One of us played tight end. One of us went against the study defensive ends all their life doing that. And the other one has not. So who do you think is closer to knowing what the deal is? Me or you?
Bryce. Are you getting
exactly.
ready to rip off?
Stop it.
Are you really getting ready to rip off? Are you getting ready to rip off the Division II school you went to, buddy?
Regardless if it was Division VIII, it was a division higher than you. That's all that matters.
Oh my God.
That's all that matters.
Hey,
so you're trying to make this point make
hey,
so no sense.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Gary. Hey, Gary, you remember when we interviewed that motherfucker on the show that was going to the NFL draft and had a half attack on his whole college career?
Yes, yes, I do. I do remember.
And I was more than a catch than you had.
Oh, God.
So it don't matter.
God.
How you going to get on from that's like the eighth dude on the bench yelling at the dude playing you a bum. Stop it.
Definitely
mad. Stop it, dude.
Definitely
mad. These points I'm trying to make is mad silly. Like, it's not a
definitely
point.
Mad.
That's what makes it irrelevant. You're not really a fan of the team and really watching. That's why I don't put no relevance in you talking about the Steelers. Just prove my point.
None of this
is no relevance.
You
say
so
TJ Watt can't cover, can't stop the run. Have you watched any of the games?
I said he can't cover in space.
What are you talking about?
He can't cover in space. He can't cover in space, and he is weak against
Lord. Yeah, he can't cover in space, sure.
He's too
sure.
I don't watch him like that, so I
yeah, and you know what? Neither does the professor, which is why I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay,
not,
I'll tell you what. Right.
Can't cover in
when y'all lose to Baltimore.
You know who can't cover in space? You, because you never played, so you wouldn't know. If you ain't playing college,
wow.
How you know? How you know what cover in space look like?
You know why I didn't go to college? You know why?
It doesn't matter. It's not relevant.
Of course it
you
doesn't.
Use that
of
as an anchor
doesn't.
To try to make your point when you didn't even do it. So how would you know to my
set?
It does
not
even matter.
Point. Congratulations. You went to a Division II school that nobody knows the fuck.
You know,
name.
I didn't
Are
go
you
to Division II school. You don't even know what division I went to. You don't even know.
You
so it doesn't matter because it was a higher division than you. That's all that matters. It wasn't. You didn't go. I was. Someone wanted me to come play ball.
Right.
No one wanted you to come play ball. So that point means
that
nothing.
That would be false. That would be false. That would be false.
Okay.
That would definitely be false.
I knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
That would be,
hey, look,
that would be false.
You cats
that
are funny,
false.
Yo.
Shut this out.
Hey, look, dog, it ain't my fault. If you don't know the difference between a DN and a tight end, I understand.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure. Sure. You know what it is.
Because blocking a defensive end means you know what they do.
Hey,
you know what they think.
Ladies and gentlemen, they just act like they don't hear me.
The Nostradamus of tight ends.
G, this is your fault. Because you allow these conspiracy theories to keep going and going. You give them life.
Okay,
this is your fault, G. You let Cap come on here and speak conspiracy theories.
Hey, it's my fault. Hey, man, it's my fault.
Yo, you're like Alex Jones, G. You're the black Alex Jones.
Hey, man, hey, cool. I'll take that, too. I'll take that, too. But I didn't even get a chance to go. But you know what, man? We're going to save this. Because at the end of the day, I know it's old, but I didn't even get a chance to go to the tape of the New England Patriots, of the scout that had the tape. And they showed a video of the tape of the scout. Taping the hand signals and the signs and the calls on the side of the Daddy Bengals. But I'm going to save that one for Thursday. That's going to be the first one I talk about. That's going to be the first time.
And nobody can. I don't.
Yeah. Hey, man, but you don't, but I'm still going to talk about it. So, ladies and gentlemen.
They hired the professor to do that video. They hired him to film that. That was him.
He probably did do that video.
He probably did. Independent contact. He ain't got no family. I don't love you to anything. So, sure, we'll get this dude to do it.
But I can hear a professor right now talking about you better not rat on me, son, bitch. You were like, you got caught. You better not put my name in.
Oh, Ain't nobody paid me to do no videotaping shit.
Man.
You know you did it. You got to get up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in on Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Lock on Talk Radio. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Executive Chef Q Draper, that wasn't able to be on the show today, but we'll be on sending you some love anyway. My man, Professor X Factor, our man from Brooklyn, Big Bryce, you know what I mean? And I, once again... Crazy. I was getting is Gary, aka All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Peace.
Make America great again, folks.